On this Friday, let's check in with Eric Snodgrass at Agrible and Nutrien Ag Solutions to see what's up in the weather forecast. What a gorgeous day it is here in our part of the world, Eric. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, we dialed up a good one today, and it's coming on the tails of some pretty wet weather from, Texas through the western Corn Belt, getting all the way over to the eastern Corn Belt. And boy, the Carolinas have been slammed, first with a big cutoff low, then with Tropical Storm Bertha, and so the flooding situation there is bad. So, yeah, I'm happy to see the sunshine today after what's been a pretty stormy last 10 to 15 days.
Yeah, it was kind of a long spring, or it seemed like it. However, it looks like we're going to jump straight into summer. Is that right?
Well, we're going to jump into summer with the weather, although I think a lot of us still hanging out at home. I think that's why spring has been so long. For some folks listening, I'm sure we just haven't left our houses to really get out and see any of the spring. But yeah, the summer pattern's shifting, and it's looking toward a hotter and drier time period here in the next 10-plus days. And that's all beginning with a bit of a pattern shift that's happening in the North Pacific, where right now there is just a beautiful example of the way that cyclonic flow and fluid dynamics works. And sorry for me getting a little nerdy on you there, but boy, is it neat to watch. The long story short is that's going to develop a broader trough over the west. So it's going to get wet in the west. It's going to get wet in the Canadian prairies while a big dome of heat kind of builds over us temporarily. The question is, how long does that last? Because, yeah, we need some heat in the near term. Let's get this crop going, get it out of the ground and using that moisture that's in the profile. But we also worry about things like flash drought and before the roots get deep enough to really pull on some deeper water. So, yeah, the heat's on in the near term, but the question is, how long does it last?
Do you have any opinion?
Well, I do have an opinion, right? Every meteorologist has an opinion. Whether my opinion is right is always another question. So I've been doing a little bit of research, reading a few research papers, because I'm very concerned about the accuracy of my long-range forecast right now. We do know that the CPC, NOAA, the European model, they do not right now want to forecast a hot and dry summer for the midsection of the country. They've not done that for the last 3 months. Well, some of the latest evidence says with this developing La Nina, it's nowhere near La Nina strength yet, but with a cooler tongue of water in the Central Pacific, that generally when we transition into La Nina-like weather, it gives us a better chance at having more prolonged hot and drier conditions. Now, remember, when it gets hot like this, we still get pop-up thunderstorms, we still get squall lines, and we still get ring of fire precipitation. So can any of us at this point pin down what July is going to look like? We can't. There's just no way. It's going to be speculative at best. But I think that those models and their long-range forecasts for near-average summer temperatures may be a bit biased too cool. I think we could see a bit more heat this summer, just given what's going on in the Pacific.
Anything that we should be watching in the tropics?
Yeah, so right now, especially through the middle of June, we have great upper-level support over the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Western Atlantic. So while we don't have anything on like our 5 to 8 day horizon here in terms of anything that should be developing coming up toward the Gulf, the area is primed for having tropical cyclone development. And we've been discussing how 2020's hurricane season is forecast to be above average, and it may just continue with its early start. I mean, we've already made it to the second named system of the year with Bertha forming last week. So let's keep an eye on the tropics as well.
About the Black Sea region, an update from there.
The last month or so has been relatively cool for much of the Black Sea region. And as of late, they've gotten some much needed rainfall. So in terms of wheat, the cooler weather is certainly going to be prolonging, I think, grain fill, whereas in the central plains of the United States, they're going to get scorched with 90-plus degree weather. So it's quite a change here when you go from where we grow wheat and where they grow wheat. But certainly in the near-term forecast, the next 10 days, they're looking to see decent precipitation. So that's one big factor. I think if the weather's going to move on markets, they're going to watch that Black Sea area very closely.
Hey, thanks so much, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions, joined us here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online, listen to us on demand anytime you'd like at willag.org, or look us up in your favorite podcast applications. Places like SoundCloud, Stitcher, NPR One, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast too. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.